coming out of Lincoln, what I call Beta Chapter of Mega Sci-Fi Fraternity Incorporated. It would be a major asset. Appreciate it very much, sir.
Thank you. And I'm looking, a lot of people are looking forward to it, by the way. What's going to also make it so exciting and successful is partnership. Being able to be in the community and partner with various people within the community, various businesses, various areas and schools is going to really make that library shine in various ways for us. And there's so many people looking forward to that.
Thank you very much. Look forward voting this evening. Thank you. Okay, to get the record clear and make sure I do this properly and fairly to everyone, Councilman Cartier and Councilwoman Kilpatrick are separately out of town and will not be at any of the meetings today. Councilman Weiner will not be attending finance, and Councilman Tackett plans on being here. It depends on his arrival time. Next, we have R17-149, reappointing Stephen Cordano, Linda Bailey, Sharit Perkins, and Martin Taylor to the Newcastle County Audit Committee in accordance with Title IX, Delaware C, Section 1404, and Newcastle County Code Chapter 2, Section 2.02.402, established terms, officers, quorum. Councilwoman Dillard.
Yes. We have talked about this legislation before. What we're doing here is establishing the staggered terms, and so that's all this does, and you can see it on your resolution.
And this is, if I may, this is the last part
yes.
of our road back to where we were before
yes.
someone at the state level changed the playing field. So, thank you very much. Any questions for any members of council? Anything from the public? Okay, next on the agenda is Resolution 17-151, resolution approving the issuance of certain bonds or notes by the Townsend Fire Company. This is Councilman Powers. You going to take it?
Yes.
Okay. You got it.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On behalf of Councilman Powers, this is very similar to other issuance of bonds that we've approved for some of our fire departments. This particular one for the Townsend Fire Company is to actually refinance an original note that was back in 2012 that was used to for certain improvements and upgrades to the fire station, replacement of the roof of the firehouse and everything. And it's important, I guess, each time that we mention that the approval of the issuance by the fire company of bonds or notes of the fire company will have no fiscal impact on Newcastle County, and it is the total responsibility of the fire department, not Newcastle County, as far as their managing and paying back.
Any questions, comments, any member of council? Okay, just to try to lighten the atmosphere a little bit, let me remind everyone that this does not take 10 votes. Next on the agenda, 17-152, authorizing the execution of one purchase order contract for Manatron Incorporated for annual software and support for Sigma Systems for the Office of Technology in the amount of $34,168.84. This is the maintenance shelf of the software for the appraisal system. The property appraisal system. Any questions from any members of council? Anything from the public? Okay. Hearing none. Yes. You wish to speak?
Yes.
Briefly.
Briefly.
Yeah.
Danny Harmer from the Department of Finance Office of Assessment. Just to say that this system is our valuation system that the assessors use to create the assessed values of new properties. And any additions that we have. And this is a system that is based on 1983. All the data is from 1983, which is what we have to have. So we don't even know if there's another system out there that can replicate 1983 data. So this is our system, and this is what we need to do the assessment process.
Has that generated any questions or any comments? You're lucky. 17-153, authorizing the execution of one purchase order contract for State of Delaware Division of Communications for continuation of VHF radio communications system maintenance and associated services for the Department of Special Services in the amount of $66,229. And to elaborate minimally, This is issued to cover the VHF radio communication system maintenance association services as set forth in this contract, and it is the stipulation is identified with the site lease agreement between State of Delaware, Newcastle County, and Special Services. And the leases are for Tally, Lums, and Smyrna. Any questions from any members of council? Anything from the public? Okay, hearing none. Ordinance 17-070 under my sponsorship will remain on the table for now. Next, we have a presentation on the Strategic Economic Development Fund Grant Program. This marks.
Good afternoon, Tamara Morris, Director of Economic Development. The Strategic Economic Development Fund was created to, hang on, I'll let you, to earmark funds that were received as interest payments from the Delaware Board of Trade. And specifically for economic development, small business, new business, innovation. And so we decided, after meeting with Councilman Smiley and Councilwoman Kirkpatrick, that we wanted to do a pilot test to see what we felt would work to best support this effort. So we decided to, of the money that was received last November, we're going to use $20,000 of that, two disbursements of $10,000 each, one to support innovation and entrepreneurship, and one to support small business. So the first opportunity to do that came up after I put together a meeting with some innovators and entrepreneur leaders in the county. We decided that this was a great opportunity to collaborate with Newcastle County Chamber of Commerce to support their pitch contest. So with our contribution, it increases the pot to about $23,000 in grants and services for the winner of this contest. So there will be a video application process. You submit your application via video. The judge panel that will be a part of the first process is made up of three members of council and four members of the executive committee. The applications will be narrowed down to three finalists, and there will be a finale in September where there's a live pitch presented during the finale, and then a different panel of judges will determine the winner. The prizes are listed on the bottom of that sheet. Really great opportunity to support innovation. They're providing services that all small businesses, especially entrepreneurs, need: legal, marketing help, and of course, grant money.
I just want to follow up. When this council agreed to move forward with the Strategic Economic Development Fund, one of the things that was paramount to all of us was council's involvement and council's approval of the processes, procedures, which we've brought through, and the funding. So when this opportunity came up, and I looked and I conferred with Councilwoman Kirkpatrick, we looked at the dates of, if you look, the competition opens and the deadline for submitting videos. The last thing we wanted was for this competition to begin taking place, get the publicity that it gets, and council members, while we're off on a brief break, start reading in the paper or hearing on the radio that Newcastle County and Newcastle County was participating in this program, and you not having had an opportunity to have it presented to you and see what was going on.
Yes, I have a question for you. This is the first I'm hearing of this, and I'm on the committee. Can I ask you why I wasn't consulted or informed?
So initially when we put these ideas together, we started meeting in January. We were meeting with Councilwoman Kirkpatrick and Councilman Smiley. So it was, and I apologize for the oversight. We just continued that group as we move forward with different ideas. That group and then the county executive. So I do apologize for that.
So I'm sure that I'm going to be included in everything moving forward,
yes,
correct?
Yes, absolutely.
Will I be getting all the emails? And
absolutely.
I should have been included in this decision as well.
And I want to say this just came out to us as well, which is why I had it put on the agenda.
Yes.
Because I appreciate
well, it sounds like there was no meetings that I wasn't informed about.
Way back when and even before the elections took place. But we hadn't met on this. We met on a general conversation of partnering. And Ms. Morris, we agreed that she would reach out because she had the time to see what was going on and what was available out there. This just came through to us, and as soon as it came through, that's when I reached back and said, can you do a presentation? Because we're having this long break, and this was the first meeting that we've had since this came about. So
right.
That's
well, what is clear to me is that there had to be conversations, emails, et cetera, and there's really a lack of transparency, inclusiveness here. That really concerns me, you know, moving forward. If this program is a good program, there shouldn't have been a problem with making sure everybody was included.
Absolutely,
that was supposed
and I,
to be.
I apologize for the oversight. If moving forward, you'll definitely be included. And this was actually a pretty quick process. We initially, when we...
I can get a quick email.
I agree. Okay. And moving forward, I will email you.
Okay, thank you.
In the meetings, absolutely. This moved pretty quickly because this program was scheduled to launch August the 1st. When I met with the innovators and entrepreneur leaders in the community, we were under the assumption, well, I'm sorry, not under the assumption, we needed to move pretty fast because it was the view of the county executive and the council members that we met with that we wanted to launch something this summer. Our timeline got a little bit skewed because the county executive wanted us to wait before we move forward with the grant program until a lot of the budget conversations were over. And so once those were finished, we did have a conversation again, and the council members included in that meeting indicated they wanted to launch something as quickly as possible in August, preferably, and that's why it went fast. I'm not making an excuse for not including you.
Well, it sounds like to me that certain council members are excluding other certain council members then.
That's not what I meant.
Yeah, and for the record, council members aren't excluding any council members. We were notified by the administration. The meetings were requested by the administration. And let's be clear, you made it very clear to me early on when I sent you an email and you didn't respond and you said in here you wouldn't be responding. So I'm not wasting my time sending emails to you. They will come from the administration or from Councilwoman Kilpatrick. But I haven't said any meetings.
Just to make it clear, I don't respond to the emails that are sent around in these email chains with nasty messages. And so I'm not going to participate in
well,
that.
Well, you're not referring to my email, so let's be clear of that.
I am referring to your
email. You break out your nasty email and let me see it.
I will do
that. Because I've not sent a nasty one to you. If I did, it wouldn't be in a chain. Is there anything else on this? Councilman Belk.
Mr. Chairman, not going to get into the debate as far as council folks being on a committee. And I certainly respect and appreciate everyone on council that is allowed to participate in an open process and give suggestions and everything. But I definitely want to go on the record and support what our president of council is saying from the standpoint of administrative involvement and notifications. I think it's inexcusable. And all the apologies in the world, that's all we seem to be getting these days is apologies. If the administration has time to come up with this and look through this and then announce it, they've got time to contact our president of county council. And so I support the president and what she's saying. Has nothing to do with anybody else on council, but it seems that there are more and more and more projects and things and announcements that are on a fast track, and the district council folks, the president council, are not included, not consulted, do not have input, and I'm appalled by that. And I'm not going to put up with it from the 12th district, and I'm sure there's others that aren't going to put up with it, but I just want to chime in and say that I have experienced the same thing that the president is experiencing, and I don't take it lightly. I think the president of council deserves more respect and better communication from the administration, economic development, whatever group it is. So, and I'm not questioning anybody's intent on the part of council or their involvement, but
And I'm not, Councilman Bell, I'm not disputing that. I'm saying we never did have a meeting on this.
Understood.
And as far as your other reference, I agree with you. I'm going to work on myself. It seems like there's short notice for a lot of things that come out anymore. And quite honestly, like everyone else, my schedule is definitely not that flexible. But Ms. Morris has assured that the email chain will include everyone, and being clear, as we do with council, it's all council members' responsibility to make sure that they monitor their emails. So, any other questions? Any comments on this issue?
I'm just curious.
Councilman Street, and I'll go to Councilman. He had his hand up.
Go ahead. I'm just curious how the county council was picked for the committee where it says economic development co-chair, finance co-chair, and president or president pro tempore.
Council voted on that. Council voted on that. When it was done, and we brought this forward in very small steps, informing the committee, the processes, the approval procedures, that was all voted on by council.
Okay.
And approved. That was the main thing we wanted, was everything to be open and above board and council to have involvement.
Okay.
Councilman Street.
Well, let me be completely forthcoming. Ms. Morris is not going to like this, but some things don't go away. Now, council members and other folks have protected who they wanted to protect, particularly protect folks from me. Folks have had a whole lot to say about me raising my voice and beating on the table and all that, and I listen to it. But I'm going to be real clear. The second time, she's a grown woman now, but I had the pleasure of watching her grow up. She's one of my children. Second time she's coming here, been attacked publicly by the president. Got a problem with county exec. He's quite capable of taking care of himself, defending himself, fighting, doing whatever he want to do. But I'm going to make it real clear. You bother my children, you bother me. When you bother me, I'm going to bother you back. Y'all protect who you want to protect, and I'm going to damn sure protect who I want to protect. I'm sorry, but how I feel is how I feel. Some things don't go away.
Anything further related to this issue? Hearing none, thank you very much. And again, I appreciate all your input and your expertise, and look forward to this being a positive program. Okay, Newcastle County Council grant requests and community events. First on the agenda, Tri-State Rescue and Tri-State Bird Rescue and Research Incorporated. This is under Councilman Sheldon's sponsorship. He's not here. This is an annual.
I've been here
before
you.
I looked right past you. My apologies, sir.
With that redeemed, we'll just go ahead with the $2,500. It's a rehabilitation of the sides of the bird clinic. Their bid was $12,250. This $2,500 goes for that. So I'll make a motion for a donation of $2,500 to Tri-State Bird Rescue.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Can I get more than one?
Aye, yeah, I'll vote
aye. Opposed? Okay, not voting.
That's four.
For the record, Councilman Sheldon, I was going to go ahead and move it.
Okay.
I wasn't going to let it die. Okay, next on the agenda, Arundel Swim Club. Councilman Sheldon.
Yes, they need a new filter system. They're paying back their back taxes. They're on a payment plan, in case somebody asked about that. And basically, they're trying to revive this area. It's off of Limestone Road. They got some bigger developments near it, but they're actually trying to go out and solicit people to come. But if you don't have a filter system, that's not a bargaining chip. So I make a motion for the $2,500 for the new filter system for Arundel School Swim Club.
Motion.
We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Not voting. Okay, next. We have Clayton Place Maintenance Corporation. This is under sponsorship of Councilman Cartier. I've been asked to move his grants, and the grant request will cover half of the cost to remove trees, stump, and roots that are impacting a concrete walkway, as well as their compliance with the Newcastle County Stormwater Maintenance Regulations. So, There's a motion for $500 from Councilman Cartier's grant account to the Clayton Place Maintenance Corporation. Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Not moving. Second, Gwynnhurst Civic Association under Councilman Cartier, and this is, and this reminds me, it's for $700, has to do with clearing brush and trees and things from in the community from what's called a paper street. I don't know if anyone else deals with those in their district. I've got more than enough in my district, and what these are, they're areas of growth that at one time DelDOT deemed they would be a street. Only DelDOT never moved forward with the street because another community was built on the other side or stormwater pond. However, DelDOT takes no responsibility for the maintenance and cleanup of them. It falls to the communities. So there's a motion for $700 to the Gwynnhurst Civic Association from Councilman Cartier's grant account. Can I get a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Not voting. Next, we have the Edgemoor Gardens Civic Association, $1,000 from Councilman Cartier. This is their annual Unity Community Day. I know he has sponsored this, and for this will be their third annual Unity Community Day to bring the residents together and facilitate friendship and good neighborhood. So, there's a motion for $1,000 to the Edgemoor Gardens Civic Association with Councilman Cartier's grant account. Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Not voting. Okay, next we have the August Quarterly Festival Committee Incorporated, Councilman Street.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. I have, ever since I've been on council, supported which may be the oldest African-American festival and annual festival in the country, and request is for $2,500. Councilman Howell just informed me that he was going to put forward $1,000, so the motion is $1,500 for me and $1,000 for Councilman Howell.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Not voting. Okay, next on the agenda, we have the Carcroft Civic Association for $1,500. This is from Councilman Cartier. This community has a relatively unique situation in that although it's a civic association, they have actually areas of common mall with mature trees in between your streets, and they're needing to get some maintenance done. So the motion is for $1,500 from Councilman Cartier's grant account to the Carcroft Civic Association. Can I get a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Not voting. Next, we have the Civic Association of Belvedere and Vicinity. Councilman Woods.
This is for their community day. They do this once a year. They're going to try to get the county showmobile, some security, and some outhouses because the state is not going to open a building for that day, so they need some restrooms. So I recommend $1,000.
Second.
Okay. I'm going to call the motion. It's for $1,000. All right. Okay. So we have a motion for $1,000. Councilman Woods, the Civic Association, Belvedere and Vicinity. And we have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Not voting. Okay. Next we have the Wedgewood Swim Club Eagle Glen Civic Association. Councilman Woods.
Again, this is for Wedgewood. We've given them some money last year for replacing some windows. This time it's for the doors and some other stuff they need to do around the pool.
Second.
And the amount is?
$2,500.
Is it $2,500? We have a motion and a second. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Not voting.
We'll be voted by our two.
Okay. I've been asked to handle this one if Mr. Taggart wasn't here yet. He's not. This is the Springwood Maintenance Corporation. Councilman Taggart is a grant for $500. They have problems with some crime and other issues in their neighborhoods, as we do as well. They have some common parking area, and their intent is to have the Ballards basically block off that parking area with residents in the, several residents in the community having the keys for access if people need it. So basically, this is for security of the community. So there's a motion from Councilman Tackett's grant account to the Springwood Maintenance Corporation for $500. Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? The ayes have it. Okay. Anything for the expense and revenue roundtable? Councilman?
No, I'm sorry. I'll go to other places.
Okay. We are now on other, sir.
I just watched Councilman Wood put up a G for the showmobile. I want to refresh everybody's recollection. We had the showmobile. Supposedly we went broke. We sold the showmobile. And we reduced grant funding and I told you all the time we were giving away everything. And we brought everything back. Previous administration brought another showmobile. When we had the showmobile before, everybody got at least one a year.
Right.
I ain't picking this fight today, but I'm gonna pick it shortly. It's there. My suggestion is we go back to what was in place when we had it, and every council member get at least one. And if y'all end up agreeing that Councilman Wood get his G back. I'm sorry, not the track, get his $1,000 back.
Okay.
And I agree with that.
And my question is, anyone from the administration taking notes on this so you can take it back?
I'm going to let Chrissy speak because she's been reaching out to the administration. We're okay. Still not sure if we're getting it. That's the problem.
I've been in communication with Councilman Woods. I'm Chrissy Roberts, legislative aide to Councilman Woods. I've been in communication with the Paul Johnson and Bruce Hunter. We are waiting for special services to hear back from the administration as to what the status is with the showmobile stage. I have not heard back yet. So I talked to Councilman Woods and he agreed that we should put the grant through at least to ensure the money for the rental of the show. The stage, because that's what the cost of it is to make sure that they have it for their event in August.
Okay.
So that's how I suggested that we,
Okay. Not taking away from the discussion on the showmobile, but just to be clear where we are, the grant is also to fund other things.
Yes.
So if you get the showmobile for free, you're still going to let them have that to offset the other. I'll set the other costs.
Correct.
Okay, I'm just trying to.
They did tents last year.
Make sure I know. Yeah. So. Councilman Hollis.
Yeah, back to, aside from Councilman Woods' grant, but to the point of Councilman Street, as a policy decision, I think we should at least have council members having one opportunity per year. Because no matter where the showmobile is going to be, it's going to be in somebody's district. And I think that should be a policy decision. We had it before, as Councilman Street said, I won't repeat everything he said. But the fact that we have the showmobile and we have, especially during the summertime, there is a need in almost everybody's district to request a showmobile. So that should be the policy of the county. And I think that we should ask this administration to consider that and go forward with each council person having at least one chance a year in the district.
With the administration present, we want to make it official. I make a motion that council officially request the administration establish the process by which each council member would be entitled to one free use of the showmobile for any area within their community each year with adequate proper notice.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
I won something and didn't pick a fight.
Is it early?
Yes.
It's early. Anything else under
it wasn't about you at this time.
Touche. Okay. Under other, I
take it, Councilman. That's the play of the day. Very good.
I have one thing, and a big part of this will go to Councilman Hollins, and I'm not going to cast aspersions on anyone else or any other entity. I just want to publicly acknowledge, given what's going on in the press and everywhere else today, my gratitude to the past members of this council, as well as the current members of this council, who established and have continued to build on the open process by which we dispense taxpayer dollars, whether it's through a grant program or anything else. There was an open process when this council expanded in 2004, and we have continued to build on that. And I just think it's something that this council can be proud of, because we have not stepped backwards. Everything we have is out in the open, and it's voted here. And for me and my constituency, I appreciate it. And I know for all the accusations that we have taken and will continue to take for being secretive and not open, I have not seen one letter to the editor or one interview saying how open this council is. But we are, and I'll state it. So, thank you. Nothing else under other? Any public?
I got something.
Yes, Councilman Bell.
Under other with this showmobile, kind of crazy to me that we have an administration, we have a council, we have a request in from a district council person, and he can't get an answer back as to whether it's available, whether they're going to give it to him or not. And I would just hope that the administration isn't playing politics with certain assets of the county when it comes to certain districts. But if it is, it needs to stop right now. And I'm going to say it because I'm a little bitter about some things that are occurring in my district, and I'm not going to tolerate it. But I can tell you that to not have a spirit of cooperation, I mean, we never had a problem before with getting an answer out of Paul Johnson. So he's got a boss, and his boss can't give him an answer as to whether the showmobile is available or not. I don't like what I hear.
Well, Councilman Bell, I'm not going to dispute it. I agree with you. I don't agree with playing politics with anything. I've spent my whole life putting my personal feelings on the back burner in order to move forward with what needed to be. I'm just going to take exception to you on one thing.
Go right ahead.
And that's just, I did have issues getting things, but it wasn't because of Paul Johnson. It was because of Dave Grimaldi. So, I mean, I couldn't get an answer on if it was raining over there or not for a while. But if you think back, I'm sure you had a couple of those yourself. Maybe it was with somebody other than Mr. Johnson. So, yeah, and there, as I made a comment the other day about something we were dealing with on Council 4, we don't want to go backwards. We should be moving forwards. If, you know, the spirit of cooperation. Amen. Like it, don't like it. If it's right, it's right. If it's wrong, it's wrong. Let's do it and move forward. Any public comment? Councilor Street.
Well, I'm going to be wasting my time. Hellraiser, trying to be peacemaker. But I'm going to respectfully suggest again that the administration consider meeting with council members who have, in my opinion, legitimate serious issues. That I'm going to also suggest that reinstate having meetings with leadership of council or 5-6 members of council at times to discuss issues and try to come up with resolutions, because once the Trump cuts hit, for real, we're going to have problems with people sleeping on the street. We're going to have problems with grant money across the board, including law enforcement money. And we got a government to run. And in that regard, you know, God rest Rodney King, I give deference to him. We got to get along.
Well, John Street, I agree with you. I actually have had more discussions that I know he would like with council to council to continue to review the AG's decisions and what we need to do to try to move forward, where we need to get state law changed, because I firmly believe that had our ability to meet in pockets of people with the administration prior to our budget discussions beginning, that it would have moved smoother. If not, it would have at least been clearer. So I agree with you. You know, right now we're that's where we are with the meetings, but I think they're beneficial, and I'll never consider it fair that certain bodies of government can caucus and other bodies cannot. It's just not fair. And sometimes, quite honestly, you need to be able to close the door, take the gloves off, and get through it. So hopefully we will get there. Any other comments from the public? Can I get a motion?
So moved.
Motion to adjourn. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you very much.
Thank you.